Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 21st day of May, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, then over the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Infowars.net, DronesReport.com, and TruthNews.us. We will restream the show back-to-back until the next live transmission. Government may have massive surveillance program for use in national emergency. 8 million potential suspects to be rounded up and taken to FEMA camps, and this has come out in government documents. We already knew this, but here it is back in the news. We'll go over it. Also, supply concerns puts oil above $130 for the first time. And Goldman Sachs, again, is coming out, as well as JPMorgan Chase, is saying they see $200 a barrel oil, as we told you they would do 2 years ago. You like the New World Order? Well, get ready to really like them. And all those police that are militarized, dressed like ringwraiths, that's if you get out of line on your journey to slavery. House passes bill to sue OPEC over oil prices, as if OPEC has anything real to do with it. OPEC, of course, has nothing to do with the dollar being devalued. But, yeah, the slave population can't even figure that out. Ventura attacks media for criticizing his free speech. Another big story. Going out in the next hour or so at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson, detailing some other facets. But this story by Kurt Nemo up on InfoWars, and you get it out to everybody right now. Make sure the mainstream media bites on this again so we can have even more people looking to 9/11 truth. And so other celebrities and government officials, public servants, have the courage to go public. Ventura attacks media for criticizing free speech. Attacked for simply asking questions. And I'm told he was on Stern's show today, and they attacked him. He just said, look, I'm a demolition expert. They blew it up. The one question I meant to ask him, I dropped the ball, was, okay, who do you think blew it up? And obviously he's implying the government. He said, oh, they staged Gulf of Tonkin and other events. But why did they blow it up? Because it would be good to have him say that. But you can't be perfect, can you? Kennedy being released from hospital, returning to Cape Cod, Senator Edward Kennedy, they say, has a brain tumor which is almost 100% terminal, and it's the common brain tumor, once very rare, associated with 10 years or more of use of cell phone use. It's on the side of the lobe where he uses cell phone. And, hey, didn't care about letting those go on the market, did you? Went ahead and went along with it. Well, it's all right. We all die, don't we? All part of drinking from the same black cup of death. Again, Goldman Sachs Oracle of Oil says $200 a barrel oil. Attack on Iran trashed the Constitution. Ray McGovern. I want to get him on soon again. General Dynamics or Bilderberg Group. It is the Bilderberg Group that has reportedly going to be in Chantilly, Virginia, right outside D.C. That is confirmed by Jim Tucker now. It was a ruse that they were in Greece. I thought that was the case. Didn't want to be mean to our guest who was saying that. June 6th through 8th, and a caller, they made a call to General Dynamics, and confirmed that they've rented it out, so I guess they're the front company to do that. And Jim Tucker, we have a detailed report up on PrisonPlanet.com, broke here yesterday, that Jim Tucker has triple confirmed through his source in Bilderberg, through the Dutch embassy, and through other sources, well, really four sources, three individual sources, and separately calling the hotel. They are booked out for that space. So he says he is 100% confirmed on that. Bilderberg confirmed, Westfield's Marriott, Chantilly, Virginia, June 5th through 8th. And I'm tentatively saying in the next 2 days I'm going to book passage. And yes, I'm going to go there. I will take no pleasure in being in the proximity of such evil, but it's my job. I've got to do it. It is my duty. And I'm going to be taking some of the boys with me. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break to plunge in all the vital news. Also tell you about the big guests we've got lined up for you today. Stay with me.
imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For those that don't know, let me give you the heads up. The federal government is completely signed over now to private foreign corporations who have their own private intelligence agencies, their own mercenary forces. They have fully dismantled the Bill of Rights and Constitution, even by legislation, which is null and void and a fraud. They are engaging in every form of crime imaginable on its face. They are arrogantly carrying out eugenics programs of sterilization and murder against the entire population. All of us are being sprayed, poisoned. The water's being poisoned. The vaccines have bioweapons in them. This is all documented. We are under red-level attack at every level. There is a false reality of TV and sports and supermodels and the general public thinking everything's fine, kind of running forward in this controlled paradigm of the corporate-controlled media. The SWAT teams are putting how many people they've killed on the sides of their tanks, like kills from World War II on the side of a P-38 Lightning. Or P-38 Mustang, I guess you'd say. It's just all insane. And to really face reality and see what it is and understand that they're just building hundreds of new prisons every year. We have more people in prison than any other country in the world. I've got reports, mainstream reports, where a student falls asleep at their desk because their mother went to the hospital the night before. And the policeman comes in, slams them up against the wall, puts them in handcuffs, and says it's disorderly conduct. And then they're put on probation as criminals for falling asleep at their desk. Right here in Austin for 10 years, anyone with more than three late tardies is fraudulently, there's not even a law, we expose this, sent to the principal. Then the police handcuff them, scare them, then give them a ticket. They then have special courts in all the elementary schools in Austin where it's all color of law. They threaten the parents to sign documents, signing the elementary student over to them. I mean, it's just hell on earth. It's just 10 years in prison for speeding, weeks in jail for no seatbelt. If you even talk back, they tase you, beat you, and then out of hand, it is policy to then charge you with resisting and assault with their own squad car video where you don't even touch them or they'll bump up against you. I mean, just reckless, total evil everywhere, spreading at maximum speed. Just every instinct I've got is to evacuate this country. I have to every day look at my children and decide that I'm putting liberty and freedom and defense of the republic ahead of them. Oh, yeah. I'd be fleeing to a third world country right now, ladies and gentlemen, even though they're bad. It's not scientific like it is here, and it'll come there later. I have to every day put down my paternal and maternal instincts for my beautiful, wonderful, angelic children. I have to every day control my animal instincts. But then they also just re-express themselves through abject rage and disgust. God help us, they're going to turn millions of Iraqi vets who've tortured and murdered and killed and run checkpoints and violated rights and taken people to camps loose on us. God help us. I mean, I'll never forget. It's in Police State 2000. I was watching some clips of that this morning. Amazed I made this film. In 1998-99, it took me a year. Amazed that I edited it, voiced it, did it all myself with two other camera guys that shot video. And I watched like 30 minutes of it this morning at about 7 a.m. And I was just blown away that the music myself and my buddy Lance made on guitar for it. I'm not even a guitar player. You can hear the music I made for it. It's like, it sounds really evil. I was trying to show people how evil it was. With the Marines training to put Americans in camps, take our guns, put us on our knees, blow our heads off. God, why did it have to happen? Why was the elite so evil? You know, the globalists with their mid-level minions think they're all a bunch of New Agers. And it's all about the great age of Aquarius and love and light and the great work and the worshipful masters, the Masonic order. And really, this morning, it really is the Masons. You know, people can talk about it's the Vatican, it's the Zionist, it's the this, it's the that. Everything, it's you can say there's predominantly certain racial or religious groups that dominate sectors of the New World Order, but at the end of it, they are Masons. They are mystery school, mystery religion. That's why the all-seeing eye, the symbols, the signs. And then this morning, I was reading over again the oath of the different degrees of Masons. The third degree of Master Mason, and so on up to 33rd degree, where they swear allegiance to Lucifer, and how they'll lie and kill and steal for other Masons, and how they'll bash each other's brains out, how they'll cut the skull cap off and bury you in the sun for the sun to roast your brain, different degrees, how they'll slit throats, murder, kill, engage in treason. And you guys, I mean, that's the thing. Masons claim they're good and the G's for God and you're helping and you're doing this great work, but look what you do. Most of your commanding cops are Masons. The top Catholics are all Masons. The top B'nai B'rith groups, all Masons. It's all Masonic. I mean, that's what the religion is. That's what they're into at Bohemian Grove. That's what Skull and Bones is. It's really disgusting. Really disgusting. And then I hear, well, the Founding Fathers were Masons. And I hear, well, Sam Houston was a Mason. And it's all true. They were porch Masons. They were mid-level Masons. When they were old men, they usually became higher level and freaked out and spoke out against it. That's how the globalists always get control. They let well-meaning people charge in and take over areas and take over land and take over empire. And then their people are in control. And it's so sophisticated. But I look at the New World Order and all the evil things it does, how it scientifically admits that it is dumbing everybody down, how it scientifically admits that it is trying to make us all unhealthy and poisonous so they can control us, how it scientifically admits that it's starting all these wars and funding all sides and order out of chaos. I mean, that is really bad. That is so corrupt and evil and so ruthless and so manifestly wicked. Manifestly evil to do that to people. I don't care what excuses you make or what bizarre mental alchemy and psychological gymnastics you engage in. It really just comes down to a bunch of people that like power, like control, like to dominate, like to hurt people, and malfunctioning, whatever you want to call it. And it goes back to good people don't want power and control. They just want to live and be comfortable and happy and want to create. But the parasites, they want to dominate and control the creators, and they feed off of us and use us and manipulate us and misdirect us and control us. And they're turning us all into a bunch of wicked animals. And I see the public just evil, just spreading. Evil ideas, evil systems of thought are just running rampant. And I see my beloved humanity has cancer all over our body. If humanity, 6.5 billion or 6 billion, 380 million, whatever our true number is, if we... If we are a body, the body of humanity, we got brain cancer, we got lung cancer, we got skin cancer, we got pancreatic cancer, we've got liver cancer, bone cancer, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, cancer of the optical nerve, the olfactory nerve. Just, God, it's so painful for me to see this. And I feel people's pain because I know I'm connected to all of this. I know the great evil is growing, is going to hurt me and my family. And so I am programmed by my humanity to understand that when wickedness happens, that when the White House writes memos saying they can sexually torture two-year-olds with pliers, that that is the pit of hell opened and hell released. And that if they are openly speaking, and they understand the power of those acts that they carry out. They talk about the power of stating their evil. I mean, that they are stating the ultimate evil, the sexual, brutal torture of children, and that then the public accepts it and defends it and says, yes, torture is good. We're in a fight against radical Islam when the globalists have fostered and pushed and protected radical Islam and tried to make it the dominant force in Islam. And that they fund al-Qaeda, admittedly, to attack Serbia and Iran right now and Western Europe. And it's just to then scare the dumb population into submission. Your ignorance is going to destroy you. I want that to be clear to everybody listening. We are in grave danger. We have very aggressive, scientifically directed, scientifically developed military, psychological, chemical, biological operations being conducted against all of us right now. And I'm just an average guy from Texas who reads globalist documents where they talk about how they take over our religion, how they talk about how they're poisoning us, how they talk about how they're sterilizing us, how they talk about how they're dumbing us down, how they laugh at us and say, well, is it not evidence that the public deserves to be poisoned and dumbed down and killed in an orderly fashion? Because they don't know our propaganda works on them. Isn't that evidence they deserve it? No, that's not evidence they deserve it. Just because you can trick a child with candy or a puppy or another child into your van doesn't give you a right to sit there and torture the hell out of them. It makes you evil. You know, the bizarre thrill of power you get by some begging two-year-old, three-year-old, you sons of bitches. You are cancer, and I just want you to know that you're going to be defeated. You're going to be brought low. You're going to be crushed. I want you to know that, and that's why any time I waver in my heart and soul, I want you to know that I understand you must be defeated because you are pure darkness.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing.
We got Jake McGuigan, director of the government relations for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, about a key court case against the Second Amendment where the government's saying the Second Amendment is not admissible in a Second Amendment case. I've seen hundreds where the FBI goes to judges and says, don't allow the Bill of Rights into a court proceeding, and they say, yeah, it's not allowed, it's banned. Then Randy Kelton, who's been fighting and suing and getting police arrested and in trouble and He'll be joining us in studio coming up in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then Karen Johnson, the state senator, who's been saying 9/11 is an inside job, she'll join us for an hour to take your phone calls coming up today. I had her on for about 30 minutes a few weeks ago, and it was really interesting, so I want to have her back. Let me cover this first story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now from Think Progress. It says, last year, former Deputy Attorney General James Comey revealed that in 2004 he refused to certify the legality, I'll get him on, of certain aspects of the National Security Agency. And it goes on, a spy program. And it says, Comey witnessed Alberto Gonzalez and Andrew Carr try to force a bedridden John Ashcroft to approve the program. Comey, however, did not publicly give specifics as to what the program he opposed. CAP's Peter Swern wrote to Think Progress at the time that Comey's testimony implied that other programs exist for domestic spying outside the NSA program. Radar's Christopher Ketchum suggests that another spy program does exist called MAME Corps. Doesn't suggest, we found it. A program that authorizes computer searches through massive, unspecified electronic databases. Those are all the major internet providers, scan, record, everything. It doesn't go to the government. It is the government. They have echelons of equipment by law and everyone, fraudulently by regulatory systems, in order to discover potential threats in the event of a national emergency. But, see, they claim AI systems listen to your phone calls, read your emails, so it's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Of course, just listening to any American on a phone was a felony each time they did it, so now they've retroactively tried to legalize it. But notice that Congress didn't reauthorize that, so they just still keep committing crimes. The government is a pack of murdering crooks. MAME Corps, a program that authorizes computer searches through massive, unspecified electronic databases in order to discover potential threats in the event of a national emergency. According to a senior governmental official, there exists a database of Americans who often, for the slightest or most trivial of reasons, are considered unfriendly and who, in a time of panic, might be incarcerated. Exactly what we want in a real panic is to have the cops trying to arrest 8 million people. That'll work real well. They can't do it, folks, not even with the doubling, tripling, quadrupling of their terror forces. The database can identify and locate perceived enemies of the state almost instantaneously. One acknowledged source claims that 8 million Americans are listed in the MAME Corps as potential suspects in the event of a national emergency. These people could be subject to everything from heightened surveillance and tracking to direct questioning and possibly even detention. Okay, from other programs integrated, let me tell you what this is. The globalists set off a nuke or fund some group of Jolly Rogers to do it. Or they release the Black Death or whatever they've got cooked up. We know they've weaponized everything. And then they'll instantaneously have their talking points unified within minutes on the news. Of course, any idiot would know that means they're behind it, but so what? And they stand to gain. All their memos say they're going to do it. And, of course, it'll all come out in the mix that they designed, whatever, but they've killed most of the microbiologists that could identify it or worked on their programs. Oh, hundreds in the U.S. alone. Kill them all the time. Neighbors will see guys in black uniforms, drag them off to a van, and they're found drowned in a river. It's total death forces getting ready to kill you and your family if they feel like it. It's all part of the power trip for the New World Order. But they just turn everything will be turned off. Your credit cards, bank accounts, the minute you drive out, everything is scanned. Your license plates are scanned nationwide, everywhere you go, at every major junction. Middle of nowhere, Montana, Wyoming, West Texas, everything's scanned. And they just have shoot-to-kill orders, and the local cops will wait down the road for you, and when you drive by, they'll have tire spikes out in the road, and then they're just going to, with an armored vehicle, open fire a 50 cal on your vehicle and kill you and your whole family. Or when you try to go in and buy something, the face-scanning camera behind the counter, and by the law in Chicago, New York, they're making them wire all their cameras into it right now, it'll scan you. They'll go ahead and sell you the product, and then they will respond, and they'll just gun you down. So just be advised, once all this unfolds, realize you don't have a choice but to fight back. You know, we've always been peaceful here, but at the point of just know when you're coming up on them, they're going to be trying to kill you. That's 8 million of you. And they're going to be using foreign troops for most of it. We'll be right back. I'm going to leave you.
Alone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
I'm looking at the New York Sun headline a week and a half ago. Gag on Second Amendment in trial. And we have Jake McGuigan, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, director of the Government Relations for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, on with us. And, sir, first tell us a little bit about the organization, and then let's get into some of the quotes that you and others had here in the article about how, saying you can't have the Second Amendment in a trial about the Second Amendment is pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing, Alex. My name is Jake McGuigan. I'm the Director of Government Relations for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We are the trade association for the firearms industry. So, people usually ask, well, how are you any different from the NRA? And the NRA represents individuals' rights, your Second Amendment rights as an individual, and we are representing the business side of things, the trade association. So we work very closely and work hand-in-hand on a lot of issues. If it's going to affect the individual, it'll affect the business, and vice versa. So a lot of our members are the manufacturers like Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Winchester, and the like. So that's where we're coming from, and we're pretty closely involved in a lot of these, lawsuits where they're suing, whether it's the retailers, which we also represent, or manufacturers. As we know in the past, you know, and there are still some lawsuits pending out there where people are trying to sue the gun manufacturers for liability.
Well, the general counsel of your organization, which is one of the largest in the country, by the way, folks, for gun owners' rights, says apparently Mayor Bloomberg has a problem with both the First and Second Amendment. Lawrence Keene, the general counsel of a firearms industry association, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, said, and there's more quotes in here.
That's a great quote. You know, I told him that was a very telling quote. Mayor Bloomberg, as many gun owners probably know, has a, you know, personal agenda to go after, whether it's the retailers, whether he's going after retailers, blaming them for illegal sales, straw purchases, you know, as well as the industry itself with various other pieces of regulations in place. So, you know, this is just another step forward for Mayor Bloomberg. He, you know, now, like Larry Keene said, what he wants to do is neuter or remove the Second Amendment from this trial. This is a, you know, shop in Georgia who is getting sued by Mayor Bloomberg, you know, saying that he is, you know, taking part in illegal gun sales. And Mayor Bloomberg has sued 27 out-of-state gun shops in his little sting that he has been doing on his own. And this is just another attempt to try to close down small retailers or to get them settled. You know, and Mr. Wallace, who owns Adventure Outdoors in Georgia, also has a countersuit against Mayor Bloomberg for defamation in this as well. And he is going forward with this lawsuit where they're trying to take the Second Amendment out, as well as his countersuit against Mayor Bloomberg. So it's a lot of fun down there on this. And, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, you got Mayor Bloomberg going after these states saying that they're source states and that's where all the illegal guns are coming from. Yet you look at ATF statistics and all the guns used in crimes, the number one state, source state, is New York State. So,
well, this is an insane new precedent they're trying to set, that mayors and governors are like mini federal kings who can rule surrounding states or states that are 800 miles away, like Georgia. So this is absolutely out of control. I mean, it's like claiming New York is a federal government and has this interstate commerce clause, which is even fraudulent when the feds claim it. Here's some quotes from the arguments concerning the gag order. Any references by counsel to the Second Amendment or analogous state constitutional provisions are likewise irrelevant. So they're saying even our state rights are irrelevant in our state courts because government's lawless. That's what their attorney said. And it goes on. If you can't discuss the Bill of Rights in the court of law, where should we discuss these issues? Should we reserve it for the tavern? Said Mr. Runizelli, said the city's lawsuit did implicate the Second Amendment. The politics involved here is whether the city has the power to go to another state and control the lawful sale of firearms. And we know that the mob boss son, Mayor Daley, is also trying to go after guns all over the country, right here in Texas. I mean, these guys want the monopoly of force of government to basically be our gods. And I, for one, sir, am tired of it. As the director of government relations, when you're dealing with government, we know the UN said at the UNIDIR summit in New York on July 7th, 2000, that they are for banning ownership of all guns in the U.S. We know this is also a global agenda. And I see the Second Amendment under greater attack now than ever. But frankly, I don't hear the NRA and others ringing the alarm bells that they've tripled the size of the BATF and the Second Amendment is going under like the Titanic.
No, and you know what? I would agree with you 100%. This is a battle that, you know, needs to go all the way down to the grassroots level and, you know, to us representing the manufacturers and, you know, the gun dealers throughout the U.S. Because what you said is, you know, something we are facing. We are facing it on the international level with the UN. We are facing it on the local level, whether it's with the Brady campaign or the educational fund to stop handgun violence, whatever their name is. And, you know, they, you know, are working together and unifying because they think, you know, that they're gaining power in this. And like you said, whether it's the UN, whether it's the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is Bloomberg's little coalition where he thinks he can go after states where he feels that guns are coming from. You know, it's it, and not even that, overstepping the bounds of the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They are he is overstepping those bounds, and he's been told by both of those agencies, "Hey, this is our area to investigate. You are involving yourselves in investigations, and you're compromising the safety of law enforcement officials." So, you know, it's a difficult battle, you know, and hopefully the Supreme Court comes out with a strong case, but I wouldn't be holding my breath on that decision either, you know, in June. You never know what's going to happen with that. So, you know, like you said, I tell people, you know, all the time that, you know, depending on how you feel about, you know, the political arena or the president right now, you know, putting John Bolton into the UN was one of the greatest moves just because of his stance that he did for us and for gun owners and for the industry. In that vote that you said back in 2000 where the small arms treaty that they were trying to pass, he was the one dissenting vote out of everyone in the UN. So, you know, that is a tremendous you know, position to take.
Now, I understand that, but it's like Bush saying in speeches, we have an individual right to own guns unless prescribed by law. And that's what I'm seeing happen with the Supreme Court ruling from reading the oral arguments and then the different briefs made by the NRA, the anti-gun folks, and then the people that were suing for their rights, the disarmed security guard who was attacked. And you're sitting there looking at it, and they're going to come out in the next month or two, I guarantee it, and rule. And it's going to be hailed as a pro-Second Amendment ruling. They're going to say, oh, you got an individual right, unless prescribed by law. And then they're going to say, okay, now we can ban your guns. Or kind of be like New York City, where if you jump through 45 flaming hoops, on you know, standing on your head with your arms tied behind your back, that maybe you might be able to own a gun.
And that's my biggest fear, you know, even personally, that it's going to be this whatever they constitute a reasonable restriction on a state level, on a city level. I mean, what this will do is most likely open up the door for lawsuits, whether we're dealing with Cook County in Chicago or, like you said, New York City, you know, where they're going to challenge what is a reasonable restriction. You know,
there is no reasonable restriction. We need Vermont. Look, the place with the lowest crime, Vermont. Places like Arizona, as you know, but for listeners, they have the lowest crime rate, even in big urban areas. It's areas like New York City, like Chicago, that have these corrupt big city mayors that rule over their slaves. That's what they are. Disarmed persons, a slave. And, it's just amazing that they disarm us when the average 9/11 call takes 11 minutes to respond to. They have no right to disarm me so the criminals can have their way with me.
I agree with you 100%, and it's not even that. You know, the disarming, it's even the further steps that they're taking, whether it's legislation like bullet serialization or micro-stamping of firearms. I mean, micro-stamping right now is a major threat because that is going to force the industry, if passed on, you know, California already passed the legislation.
And then that standardizes cars, air conditioning, it's all on California standards, the most popular. Explain what Schwarzenegger's done, the so-called Republican.
Sure, I'll just give you a quick rundown for a lot of your listeners who may not know. What Arnold Schwarzenegger has done, he signed a what's going to mandate micro-stamping of handguns, of firearms, in California as of January 1, 2010. What that means is that the firing pin of a handgun needs to be micro-stamped with the serial number or identifying characters, which will imprint on the cartridge casing, in theory.
And that'll make all of the gun manufacturers adopt a certain amount of guns that have that, and then it'll be adopted all over the country. It'll bankrupt a lot of them. And then next they're talking about not letting you own a gun unless it has that. So when you get the certification that you had it added, now you've been registered. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But the thing is, it doesn't work. It's easily defeated. As most of your listeners know, you can swap out a firing pin in less than a minute.
But that's a reason to SWAT team your house to see if you've done that.
Yeah, exactly. Or the criminals will move to revolvers, or they will just file down the firing pin so that that identifier is not on there. This is not a gun. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It's a new tax, but we know what it's about, destroying the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. And we don't oppose it from a gun control standpoint. We oppose it from the fact that it doesn't work. It's going to enforce the manufacturers to spend a ton of money, and then where is it going to get passed on to? The end consumer, where it's going to be, you know, we don't know. It could be as high as $200 per a firearm because there's only one inventor. There's only one inventor of the technology, so he can price it for whatever he wants to price it as.
Unbelievable. This is disgusting. We've got to get this repealed. We've got to get Schwarzenegger out of there.
I think it was a family situation where Senator Kennedy is sponsoring the same legislation on the federal level, and it was, you know.
Well, I'm sad for him, but his brain tumor is going to handle that. I mean, this guy wants me and my family to be disarmed so we can be raped and killed, and it's just I hope when he faces his maker that he's proud of himself for all the victim disarmament he's done. Because the Kennedy gun control family is responsible for hundreds of thousands of people who've been victims of crime with all their gun control in Massachusetts and other places. It's a shameful family.
And you know what? A lot of the stats on out there of the number of crimes that have been thwarted from just showing or brandishing a firearm. You know, that's the thing that, you know, they want to say, you know, oh, it shouldn't be in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Only authorities should have it, and this, that, and the other thing. But they don't have the statistics to show how many crimes have been stopped from happening and how much, you know, personal protection comes from it. But you and I are on the same page, I believe.
well, yes, sir. We're talking, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the fellow that is the main director of government relations of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. In closing, with the two or three minutes we've got left, give us the website, how folks get involved, how they support the Second Amendment, and then anything else that's happening that's important news we should know about.
Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, our website is nssf.org. That's nssf.org. And you'll see a lot of our programs we offer. We have the Scholastic Clay Target Program, and a lot of programs to get younger generation involved in shooting sports and hunting. And at the same time, we have our legislative side of things where we are lobbying for the firearms manufacturers. For advice to give to people, being unified, whether it's being a member of the NRA, whether it's being a member of your local sportsman's coalition or your local range or gun shop, just supporting these individuals and everyone that has, you know, the same view, supporting the Second Amendment. It's, you know, the other side is very well organized, and they have, more than enough when it comes to funding. We need to make sure that we do the same thing and all work together on this. I know there are sometimes contentious issues where, you know, some groups don't agree, but, you know, we need to make sure that coming down, whether it's this election cycle, both on the local level and on the national level, it comes down to putting in the people that are going to represent you and represent your Second Amendment rights to the best of their ability. So that's the best advice I can give right now. It is a constant battle, and it, you know, keeps me gainfully employed day in and day out. So,
well, sir, thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending time with us. Where do you see this going in New York with Mayor Bloomberg saying you're not allowed to talk about the Second Amendment and putting out an imperial gag order?
I'm not sure it'll be used against him. I mean, you know, there in some cases, some people, you know, can tell what's allowed in the courtroom, what's not. To be honest with you, Bloomberg's reputation among us, among gun owners, among the NRA, is obviously not going to change. We already know what we're dealing with. And the people who support him in his home, let's say, city of New York City, probably aren't going to change their opinion either. I just hope that, Mr. Wallace from Adventure Outdoors continues to move forward with his countersuit and really, you know, defend gun owners and gun retailers. Because a lot of times Bloomberg thinks with the large checkbook he has, he can bully the small retailers, get them to settle out of court. And this is one individual that said, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm not settling, and I'm going to have a countersuit. So I wish all the luck to
him. But he's outside his jurisdiction and purview. Bloomberg needs to be sued individually.
I would support that 100%. And, you know, even when you have federal organizations also saying that he's outside his jurisdiction and this is nothing where he should not be, you know, working, you know, the DOJ had told him to stop his, you know, little investigations and then his investigators that he had down in Virginia and Georgia and all those areas. And the funny thing is he points to Virginia as being a source state. Well, explain to me, since Virginia has one gun a month, how they're bringing all these illegal firearms from Virginia into New York City. Doesn't make much sense, does it?
No, it's just a way to also create a unified database because these mayors, as you know, have been demanding, you know, a, quote, database to track all these, quote, crime guns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, sir. I appreciate the time.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, I just wanted to give you an update on the Second Amendment there. We're going to come back into some of the financial news, and I'm going to cover a bunch of world news. The Violent Radicalization Act are trying to pass it again. We're now learning more about these databases for mass arrest. Don't let that intimidate you, folks. You're not going to be able to get away with it. If we cower, they win. If we stand up, the globalists lose big time. And the article's up on prisonplanet.com. We need your help getting this out to everyone and the YouTube video of my interview with Jesse Ventura. Ventura slams media witch hunt for questioning 9/11. Get it?
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is the story of the honest reporter. Oh, but you may say, aren't all reporters honest? Not according to the story of the honest reporter, John Swinton, a former chief of staff of the New York Times. Of course, we've been programmed with story after story that reporters are honest. Think of how many TV programs, Hollywood movies, and the like you've seen, read, and heard of secret corruption and scandal, and finally the good guys get it to the even gooder guys and or gal reporters who break the news and get the truth out to the people. People, what if it's all a ruse, a lie, and the so-called good guys and gal reporters are in reality the corrupt, scandalous, bought-off bad guys? In 1953, John Swinton, the former chief of staff of the New York Times, who was called by his peers the dean of his profession, was asked to give a toast before the New York Press Club. He was retiring, and so he spoke the honest truth in that toast, a truth that is being kept from you. What did he say? Well, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com and find out. It's about time we find out what these lying scribes are all about. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
There's a lot of patriot mythology out there about how to go after corrupt police, judges, other forms of demigod. But Randy Kelton's had some real success here in Texas. He'll be in studio with us in about an hour. I'm going to play some excerpts to analyze the propaganda and disinfo. from the Howard Stern Show with Jesse Ventura this morning. He, of course, was on with us for 50 minutes yesterday. We'll be breaking that down as well. Right now, supply concern puts oil above 130 for the first time. Another AP disinfo headline. In all the foreign press that's admitted, OPEC has put out releases saying we have not increased prices. We have increased production in the last 2 years, which is true. Your dollar has been devalued. You make us denominate the oil in dollars, which is hurting us. You ask us to stay in dollars, the Arab nations, which are, what, 70-something percent of OPEC, then Venezuela's the rest. They sell it to the oil companies, so they're all running scams. I'm not saying they're good, and they are gouging us a bit, but that was already going on. They mainly gouge us by not letting us get oil out of Alaska and other areas. We've got tons of it. They're creating artificial scarcity through a cartel. But the House has passed a bill to sue OPEC over oil prices, demanding they lower it. It's the dollar. 90% of the increase, if you do the numbers, is dollar devaluation. That's why gold's gone up. That's why corn's gone up. That's one of the big reasons. There's a few others with the food, droughts, and some problems and speculation. And now we have major brokerage firms, Goldman Sachs and others, again saying $200 a barrel oil soon. Look, I don't know if that's going to happen, folks, but they couldn't keep – they dumped hundreds of billions of gold onto the market in the last 3 months. They drove it down from 1,000-something to 800-something. It's well above 900 again. Silver's exploding again. You need to move on gold and silver now. I've been telling you that. And because if they continue to devalue the dollar, and they're saying they're going to go all the way on this. I don't know if that's the case, but my goodness. Then gold and silver is one of the few commodities you can hold. You're not going to be able to hold pork bellies or, grain or, you know, that's all going to be digital. This is something you can hold in your hot little hand. Ted Anderson, tell us where gold and silver is today.
Yeah, sure. Right now, silver is just touching $18 an ounce again now, $17.95. Gold right now is at $9.29.70, so it's just short of poking into 930. It's almost like it's forgotten about all that resistance stuff that was going on, like you're talking about with the banks selling just metric tons of gold in the marketplace to keep it down. Right now, it's just like the accelerator's back on again. It's just blowing through these levels faster than it did last time, which is surprising to me. I thought it would take a little bit more time to eat up this correction, but it's just coming back like a vengeance. Silver right now, $17.95, gold, $9.29.70. The dollar's down today. Just about every other currency's up. The Dow Jones Industrial down. I mean, everything economically shows that, yeah, you're just exactly hitting the nail right on the head. Dollar's fallen. Commodities are going to be going up. It's going to be raising havoc in the financial markets, and that's why we're seeing the Dow Jones Industrial take a hit on the chin. And sure enough, gold and silver up again today. Right now, I'm going to just continue to add that to the same special we did yesterday. I haven't changed the prices a bit. Now gold almost $18 an ounce, and these Walking Liberty halves, I've got them.
Silver $18 an ounce.
Yeah, silver right now $18 an ounce. Really good buys in the marketplace right now, holding the same prices. I know we're going to the break. You want to talk about this on the other side?
Yeah, let's be clear. You got this gold and silver like a week ago when it was lower. It's now going up. You've got it locked in for a limited time. Again, folks, take advantage of this. 1-800-686-2237. Call them right now before these prices go up. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.